USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House has approved the $1.9 trillion relief package. The bill, passing with no Republican support, is expected to be signed by the president on Friday. DNC Chairman James Harrison saying this bill will help lower and middle class Americans.
This bill is going to have a dramatic impact on the lives of low-income kids across this country. They say about 93% of children in this country will be impacted because of this. There's so many provisions in this bill that's going to make life easier for a lot of low-income and working people in this country.
A fourth juror has been seated in Derek Chauvin's trial. The fourth juror reportedly said he has a favorable view of Black Lives Matter. The entire process continuing in a Minneapolis courtroom. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's happened. Since Election Day, more than 5 million people have downloaded the free Newsmax TV app from their smartphone store. It takes seconds, and with the free app, you can watch Newsmax TV right away. Most cable news channels require a paid subscription, not Newsmax. You get real news whenever you want. At home, Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems, and it's free on OTT devices, your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Vizio, and Roku, YouTube, Zumo, and Pluto. Now, the free smartphone app lets you watch Newsmax easily wherever you are. So check Newsmax.com online for breaking headlines. Then go to the Newsmax TV app to watch the latest news with Sebastian Gorka, Dick Morris, Greg Kelly, Diamond and Silk, Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and so much more. Newsmax is already the fourth highest rated cable news channel in America. Everyone is watching Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
Republicans on Capitol Hill are starting to ask questions regarding the influx of illegal immigrants coming into the United States.
Republican Senators Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley accused the Biden administration on Tuesday of ignoring a crisis at the southern border, following reports that Customs and Border Protection officers had to abandon highway checkpoints so that personnel could be reassigned to the migrant crisis at the southwest border. The three closed checkpoints are in Wilcox, Arizona, just east of Tucson. The number of child migrants in custody at federal border facilities has tripled over the last 2 weeks, with many of the children being held longer than the 3 days allowed under the law. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden is getting his housing secretary.
We have 66 yeas, 34 nays. The nomination is confirmed.
The Senate confirming Ohio Congresswoman Marsha Fudge to run the Department of Housing and Urban Development. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As more and more of the country is vaccinated, many questions are being asked, such as when can a fully vaccinated person travel? The CDC releasing guidelines earlier this week for people that were vaccinated, saying they could gather with other vaccinated people in small groups, unmasked, in private homes. White House COVID-19 advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci was asked about traveling on CNN.
And the CDC is carefully heading in that direction. When Dr. Walensky made the announcement a day or two ago about the fact that when you have a couple of people, two or three or more people in a family setting, both of whom are vaccinated, even if it's someone from another, a friend, it doesn't have to be a member of the family, that was the first in a multi-step process that they are going to be rolling out. They're being careful, understandably. They want to get science. They want to get data. And then when you don't have the data and you don't have the actual evidence, then you've got to make a judgment call.
Kyle Rittenhouse will now face a jury in November. The now 18-year-old is accused of killing two and wounding a third person when he opened fire during riots over the police shooting of Jacob Blake that happened 2 days earlier in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Rittenhouse claiming self-defense, and the two people he's accused of killing and the one person wounding all did have a weapon. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.